Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is astrologer Shelley and team, and I am speaking to you about the week beginning Monday, the 6th day of October, and ending on Sunday, the 12th day of October. Well, Monday gets off to a very important start because we've got an Aries moon. And in the early morning hours before dawn, it has its three aspects. Everybody gets those really fast aspects to Neptune, Uranus, and Pluto, as they're all right at the beginning of their signs. And for the moon in Aries, the conjunction to Neptune, if you happen to be up at 1:28 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, would be confusing. And hopefully you're not traveling, if you can help it, because maybe difficulties, actually. And then there's some insights coming in at 2:35 a.m. in the sextile to retrograde Uranus. They're all retrograde, except Pluto will be going direct very soon, all three of these planets. But Uranus is still retrograde in Gemini. And then the moon will sextile pretty much stationary Pluto in Aquarius at 3:04 a.m. And the next aspect for that Aries moon is going to be the full moon as it opposes the sun in Libra at 11:48 p.m., the Hunter's moon, because we just had in our area, it was late September that the deer hunting season began. So here's the full moon, and so we know why it's called the Hunter's Moon. It is probably got other names too, but it is going to be a large one, a super moon. And since it's at 11:48 p.m. in the Eastern Time, you should see it in the United States in the sky if you want to take pictures of a beautiful, gorgeous full moon. You will see it, because it will be at 8:48 p.m. in Pacific time. So it's right there for you this time. But after, this is going to be a very intense full moon. It's nice for pictures, but setting the chart up for Washington, D.C., wow. I mean, fortunately, it's a bit intercepted, but this full moon makes a grand cardinal cross with the rising, 14 degrees of Cancer, and the setting, 14 degrees of Capricorn. So it's way up there in the public arena, and we know that it's just chaos, really, in our system, I think, at this point in time. And the victims, Saturn in Pisces, retrograde in Pisces with Neptune, retrograde in Aries, are right conjunct the midheaven. So, you know, people are suffering, and, you know, is anybody going to do anything about it? Well, the full moon is this peak, you know, the moon in Aries, of course, is about self, 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 and then also gets very angry very quickly. And, you know, that's the sign of war and stuff like that. But it's opposing the sun in Libra, which is at the end of this, in the fourth house. It's maybe there are some laws, hey, that people aren't aware of. Maybe there's something that the courts can do. We won't know until we see it in this country. It's just always a difficult show to watch, I think, is easy to say. But we are also going to have Jupiter rising, and the compassion, as Jupiter is in Cancer, is on the increase also. And that is trine, the Saturn energy in Pisces, and it will bring some assistance, I feel, we may be able to have that thought and hold that thought. We also have the Venus energy in Virgo, which is sextile to Jupiter energy in Cancer. So that's a helpful opportunity, and that's in the sign of work and health. Somebody wants to do something to stop the suffering, and maybe they can figure it out. So we'll see. We'll be here watching and waiting. And on the way to the full moon, Mercury changes signs from Libra to Scorpio. 12:41 p.m. on Monday Eastern Time is when that shift takes place. So by the time we have the full moon, the moon is going to also be dealing with a Mercury in Scorpio and a Mars in Scorpio, which is secrets in one sense, and control, and who is doing what in order to have control. We don't know. Mercury is, of course, in that square aspect to Pluto and Aquarius. So it's a challenging time. Right, and it will be challenging wherever. It's just that we, right here in Washington, D.C., get it up into the House of Government. And so on the East Coast, all of that time in the, you know, the zone of Eastern Daylight Time from Canada to the tip of South America, if that has it, is going to see this also, action and who knows what. So, but let's shift to the idea of Mercury in Scorpio. As I said, coming in 12:41 p.m. on Monday the 6th, and it won't retrograde in this sign. It won't retrograde until it gets into Sagittarius, and not until the 9th of November. So we will have, however, the first aspect, again, the square to Pluto, which rules Scorpio. So when we get Mercury in Scorpio, we are looking at the mind that isn't like a fluttering butterfly in Gemini, but a very deep diver. And this is the one that we want to study, the occult. It used to be called a cult. It's all out there now, it seems. But the mysteries, for sure, the secrets, the ideas, the psychological aspects, the motivations, you know, all of these kinds of ideas we'll be looking at. And Mercury will be thinking a lot about the issues of Scorpio and making conversation about it. And, of course, in finance, that is your insurance, income tax, loans, and inheritance energies. It's also the shared resources of partners, all the contractual partners for sure. And it's the sign of commitment. You know, when I studied evolutionary astrology, it was the first time I heard it in it. Made total sense. Libra, which goes up and down the scales, was the house that everybody thought was, you know, marriage, and that was that. But actually, it's the house of choosing, making the choice of the partner to sign the contract, and then it's Scorpio, where the commitment is made, and that's the fixed energy of the feelings level. And the sharing of the resources, you know. So joint ownership issues come under this. And so it's very appropriate right now for these issues to be on our minds, on everyone's mind. It's not just this country that gets these planets, right? So there's lots to be pondering, deeply pondering. But maybe not telling anyone what you're thinking can be a situation, maybe not knowing exactly really what is going on. And we already have the Mars there in Scorpio. You know, we talk about manipulation instead of clear conversations, just, you know, kind of trying to move someone into a place without them realizing that you're doing that. There can also be a lot of jealousy and suspicion, which is, you know, the negative aspect also of Scorpio. And, you know, plotting revenge if you're really in the negative aspects of Scorpio. That's what you're doing. Revenge and retribution. Where have we heard those words recently? Well, so what we have, as I said, the first aspect right away on Tuesday in the morning is the Mercury square, making that complete square to Pluto. So don't try to push your agenda on Tuesday morning. 10:41 a.m. is when that square is complete. There may be issues with some of the technological aspects because of the Pluto being in Aquarius. And as the moon is going to square Jupiter in Cancer that day, Aries is getting frustrated because it wants to get moving, and there's this a lot of sensitivity and feelings, and it's really not the moon in Aries cup of tea, and that's at 2:24 p.m. that day. So as the square, not the day to push forward and try to get things done. We're in the third quarter phase after the full moon now. We're going to be in disseminating phase, they used to call it, which is kind of a good way to look at it because that's what we're doing. We're giving out of the things that we may have learned or understood during the full moon harvest. But some of those things that we see and understand maybe weren't as easy to cope with. So this is why the day is a little bit difficult as we move on from it. The void of course moon will feel better after that 2:24 p.m. Mercury aspects during this Scorpio energy will go to a conjunction with Mars on the 20th of October, and that should be a day to be aware, very aware of intense control moves, you know, whether it's just, you know, the way we see it in our personal lives or whether we see it in an outer way. There is a really big agenda to be able to manipulate and control. But the moon, we'll look at it on the 20th, we'll see the rest of it, but we can say that. And it will also be good to know that 4 days later, Mercury's trine Jupiter in Cancer. So there can be a good result. It can be a good outcome. And so we can try to see those ideas in our own vision, no matter what the difficult Mercury looks like. There can be, at the end of that transit, something of benefit for the country, which is Cancer, the people of the country, or the ones that need nourishment in many ways. The moon on that day will show us more also, but Mercury will shift into Sagittarius again on the 29th of October and then do the retrograde, slow down and do the retrograde November 9th. Okay, so now we're just moving along. And after the void, of course, on Tuesday at 1:12 a.m. on Wednesday, the moon enters that stable sign of Taurus. But, you know, it has the square to Pluto at 3:24 a.m. It is challenged always by the Pluto in Aquarius, different ideas about the future, how to control things, how to deal with things, particularly financial things. The moon is opposing Mercury in Scorpio at 5:15 a.m. So most of us are sleeping in the United States, hopefully, because, you know, you may see the conflicts in dreams instead of have to deal with it at the breakfast table if you're not up at 5:15 a.m. Across the pond, you're awake. It's probably 10:15 a.m. And so just be aware that you get those two aspects in your early morning if you're listening. And don't push it. Again, when we have the fixed signs dealing with each other, nobody moves, nobody budges. And I mean, you know, Taurus is well known for being stubborn and, you know, not easily moved until you stick enough little, you know, knives in them, and then they're moving, but it's not in the direction you'd like them to move. And the moon in Taurus is going to go opposition the Mars in Scorpio until 7:16 p.m. And so I say, just circle Wednesday, the 8th of October, and say, I need to be really calm, centered, and not get engaged in any controversies because it won't work out very well. There is, in the early morning, a nice little interlude with Venus in Virgo, sextile Jupiter in Cancer, and that's at 7:41 on Wednesday, and then all bets are off. But after 7:16 p.m., the moon is going to get its nice little ride at the end of the sign as it is moving into sextile Jupiter in Cancer until 2:39 p.m. on Thursday. So later in the evening on the East Coast and into the day on Thursday, now is when you can get something pleasant to occur and some nice agreements. It's a good day to have lunch or meetings that, you know, you need to have. And even after this, the moon in Taurus is trying Venus in Virgo until 5:12 p.m. So now you can get the people who want to structure and order things and get some things done in practical ways. And then Moon in Taurus sextiles retrograde Saturn in Pisces until 8:31 p.m. And this is where this positive energies of the day are being shared with someone, and it helps to relieve their anxieties or their fears, 8:31 p.m. Thursday the night. Void, of course, Moon in the Eastern time zone won't enter Gemini until 1:12 a.m. on Friday the 10th. And we get a sextile right away to Neptune in Aries, and that's 1:41. That's creative. And so is the conjunction to retrograde Uranus in Gemini, 2:48 a.m., which is, you know, getting big download here of intuitive knowing. And then there's a way of looking at things that, you know, maybe could be very helpful if you were awake at 3:25 a.m. And that's only 12:25 a.m. on the West Coast because the moon is trying Pluto. It's slowing down because I think we'll be going to be talking about the retrograde next week, 3:25 a.m. And after that, the moon is going towards the harmony of the lights. So we can start to feel that energy coming in, that balance within the self of our instincts and our conscious desires. And also we see that in the moon in Gemini, trine the sun in Libra, as communications that really work well. So you can be in that realm of anticipating this until 7:14 a.m. on Saturday. However, there is a glitch for some because the moon is going in a very nice direction, but Venus in Virgo is opposing Saturn retrograde in Pisces at 7:11 a.m. And so here is this, the Venus, even if it doesn't show itself in an emotional way or a feelings sense when it's in Virgo, wants to be accepted and is trying to show some sort of love and receive some love in return. And Saturn is cold, doesn't, if you're in aspect with Venus, if it's a conjunction or an opposition or a square from Venus to Saturn, there's a great deal of frustration. And in the olden days, they used to call any of those aspects, negative aspects with Venus and Saturn, the woman scorned, and that there is no fury like the woman scorned. A lot of criticism may be on the agenda as opposed to fury when you're dealing with a Venus in Virgo. So it's, but there it is. It sort of spoils the party a little bit when it gets closer to the exact moon trine sun 7:14 a.m. But that comes in after the opposition of Venus to Saturn. It's only 3 minutes later, but it gives us at least the idea that perhaps something will be coming in to complete our feeling of wellness. However, I would also circle Saturday the 11th as a day to be aware and be careful. And if you wanted, doing some scheduling of fun or outings or things like that on the weekend, Saturday is going to be problematic because Gemini moon, which is movement also, short journeys and communications and navigation and all of that is getting a square to Saturn in Pisces until 9:30 p.m. To me, that says obstacles, which certainly can be weather-related, rain or cold, like some elevations are already getting snow. So there may be some difficulties along those lines, or even the communication level. Something happens, a tree goes down, you don't have communication for a while or whatever, electricity, so you wouldn't be, you'd have to go somewhere to get online. The moon goes on from 9:30 p.m., the square to Saturn to square Venus at 10:56 p.m. So maybe Venus is trying to get things back in order, make something make sense and analyze things. But the moon in Gemini, if it gets upset, one of the things we can see about how a person gets upset is when we see their moon and what sign it's in, because that's that instinctive response. It's not something they think about. So moon in Gemini is going to want to communicate and talk and get, please tell me what you think. And, it gets to not trusting the self and what their own thought and feeling is. So Venus is annoyed a bit with that when it's in Virgo. Look, you just do this. Look, you just, do that. And yet it's not a settled moon. It can't just go, oh, okay. and give Venus the win, right? So 10:56 p.m., that is over, though. And there is a void, of course, which can also, you know, be welcome at that point. But the moon enters Cancer at 2:37 a.m. on Sunday the 12th. It will square Neptune at 3:02 a.m. So there's still fog to address, and this is for those who are still up. It's only 12:02 a.m. in Pacific time. So feelings and what other people's motives and action are at odds. And yet we get green lights on Sunday, the 12th. Moon in Cancer, trine Mercury in Scorpio until 6:10 p.m. You know, you need to have a deep conversational planning session. You need to look at, you know, finance and security. You can come to some good agreements under a trine. And then also, it will be going towards the trine to Mars in Scorpio, which will come in at 3:07 a.m. on Monday the 13th. So Sunday is the better day for the weekend. You know, even if you want to plan something, plan it for that day, and you won't run into difficulties, you know. It's very true. I was having a Substack conversation with another astrologer who I admire greatly, and he was saying, you know, some of the things that are going on, planetary aspects, a lot of people will see them if they have a personal connection. Like if you had a personal connection to the degrees of, you know, the Mercury square Mars or something, you would be really feeling it where other people might not. But when it comes to daily aspects, you know, we agree that the prevailing energies do apply, and that it is a lot easier to get things done. I mean, it can be amazing, actually, the difference between deciding you're going to do your errands and getting in the car and finding all the lights green and a good parking space and everybody's okay and, you know, it's very congenial on an aspect day that's, you know, got a beneficial trine from the moon to Venus or something, than the day that, you know, the moon is opposition Saturn or something, then it's not as easy. And that's why I do this, so that the people can take advantage of the good days and the flow. But yes, it will be more pronounced in your chart if you do have personal connections to the aspect itself. So Monday's going to be another day that, like, a couple of things happen. I mean, not only did we have Pluto going direct at 10:54 p.m., but that's the day that Venus will enter Libra, her sign, they say, and that's at 5:19 p.m. And that's also at 2:13 p.m. Before this, Moon in Cancer will square the Sun in Libra and bring us to the fourth quarter phase. We're going towards that new moon now, right, in that week coming. And this is a day that is now, in my calendar, being called Indigenous Peoples Day. And also in Canada, it's Thanksgiving. It's the end of a Jewish holiday. And, you know, Pluto going direct is a lot of energy focused on the day. And then there it goes. And we'll talk about Pluto direct in Aquarius. And that will be part of, we'll see, either one or two have to do podcasts. And that is, let me see if anything else other than aspects goes on that following week. Nope. Because, well, if you're in Pacific time, the Mercury square, I'm sorry, the Mercury conjunct Mars and Scorpio will come at 11:52 p.m. on Sunday that week. But for us in Eastern, it will be on the Monday early morning, at the day before the new moon on the 21st. And we're also going to get, as we get further in, Neptune sliding back into Pisces also. So there's a lot going on. And it's just a time where you kind of wonder every day, what next? What else can happen? I used to say to myself, how can it get any better than this? And I have to remind myself to say that, because then maybe I'll see how it gets better instead of saying a negative sentence on this constantly changing situation. So wishing you a good full moon, and you know how to navigate now. And I'll say goodbye for now.